The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates again, but not by as much this time. Today's hike was half a percentage point after the previous few increases of 0.75 points. It came amid signs that inflation may be easing, but the Fed also forecasts more rate increases into 2023. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. A violent winter storm has now reached into the upper Midwest and the deep south of the United States. This evening, a tornado was spotted in East New Orleans. Hours earlier, tornadoes killed a woman and her 8-year-old son elsewhere in Louisiana. To the north, blizzard-like conditions closed highways across parts of the Plain States and dumped more than 2 feet of snow on homes. In Peru, the new government declared a state of emergency today and suspended basic rights in an effort to quell violent protests. The measure will be in place for 30 days. Unrest has rocked the Andean nation since the Congress ousted President Pedro Castillo last week. At least 7 people have died in the clashes. Ukraine says that its air defenses blunted the latest Russian drone attacks today, aimed at power and water sites. In Kyiv, several buildings were damaged from wreckage when drones were shot down, and some parked cars had their windows blown out. Meanwhile, at the Vatican, Pope Francis appealed for people to redirect their Christmas spending.
Facciamo un Natale più umile, con regali più umili.
Let's make a more humble Christmas with more humble gifts, and let's send what we save to the people of Ukraine who need it. There's a lot of suffering. They are hungry. They are cold. So many die for lack of doctors and nurses around. Let's not forget them.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has called for Russian troops to start withdrawing by Christmas. Today, Moscow dismissed that idea. China's President Xi Jinping and his ruling Politburo kicked off an annual meeting today focused on jump-starting the country's economy. Prolonged COVID lockdowns have taken a toll, and now infections are surging as restrictions are eased. The meeting is being closely watched globally for any new economic stimulus. Another big auto recall is in the works. General Motors today recalls some 740,000 Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and SUVs in the U.S., all recent year models. Their daytime running lights may not turn off when the headlights are on, and the glare could blind oncoming drivers. On Wall Street, stocks gave up early gains and ended lower after the Federal Reserve signaled that interest rate cuts are not in the offing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 142 points to close at 33,966. The Nasdaq fell 86 points. The S&P 500 slipped 24. France is headed to soccer's World Cup finals after beating Morocco 2-0. It sets up a championship match on Sunday with Argentina. Also today, the widow of soccer journalist Grant Wall said that an autopsy shows he died of an aneurysm, a ruptured blood vessel. She said, quote, there was nothing nefarious about his death. And the Library of Congress is out with this year's inductees into the National Film Registry. The National Film Preservation Board called the list from thousands of titles for their artistic, cultural, and historical significance. Jeffrey Brown reports for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
To the romantic comedy When Harry Met Sally, the Library of Congress said,
I'll have what she's having.
The 1989 film, written by Nora Ephron and directed by Rob Reiner, was cited as one of the seminal works of the rom-com genre. This year, its enduring charm featuring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan earned it a place in the National Film Registry, where it will join 24 other familiar and lesser-known works from film history. One of the most recent, the 2008 action blockbuster starring Robert Downey Jr. as the tech genius and superhero with the title name Iron Man.
I am Iron Man.
Directed by Jon Favreau, it was the first film that Marvel Studios independently produced. Other pop culture films that left a mark, Brian De Palma's 1976 horror film adaptation of Stephen King's Carrie.
I don't know when.
Disney's 1989 return to large-scale animation with The Little Mermaid. And an older classic, the first U.S. version of Cyrano de Bergerac from 1950.
Imagine she has asked to see me.
Jose Ferrer's performance clinched him an Oscar for Best Actor, becoming the first Hispanic actor to win. The pick span 124 years, going back to an 1898 documentary, The Mardi Gras Carnival, capturing a parade in New Orleans. The silent film was long thought to be lost and only recently rediscovered. Another groundbreaking documentary, Titicut Follies, was noted for leading to social change. The 1967 Frederick Wiseman film exposed patient abuse at a Massachusetts hospital for what were then called the criminally insane. Social change of another kind is seen in films noted for spotlighting the LGBTQ plus community, including the 1977 Word Is Out, Stories of Our Lives. The newest, 2011's Pariah, a coming-of-age story written and directed by Dee Reese.
I'm not running. I'm choosing.
Cited as, quote, a key film in modern queer cinema. The Library of Congress has selected movies every year since 1988, with a total of 850 now in the registry. Next year, 25 more films will hope to be part of that world. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
Some of the great ones. And still to come on the NewsHour, House Majority Whip James Clyburn discusses Democrats' path forward as Republicans come to power in Congress. Pakistan's foreign minister addresses his country's relations with the U.S. We examine the significance and impact of France's win and Morocco's historic run at the World Cup, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.